You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Mike Golic Sr. joins us now on the Fan Hotline. Mike, welcome to the show.
Gentlemen, how are you doing?
We're doing great. I mean, football's back. I know yesterday was not the best way to restart football with a Jalen Carter thing, but football's back, and it felt real after last night.
Yeah, it did. And, you know, going back over, thinking back when I played, that opening weekend was always so special because you come off a preseason where, you know, a lot of starters don't play. And you do play the game, and it's against a different color jersey, and you practice against a team during the week before you play against them. But it's just, it's not real. Now it's real. Now it's for good. Now it goes in the win-loss column. So there's always a little extra juice.
Yeah, we do love that. And now, obviously, we're trying to figure out how much juice Joe Flacco is going to have. What do you expect out of him in this game against a really not a very good Bengals defense?
Well, no, it's not a very good Bengal defense. I mean, luckily they signed from Bengals side, they signed Trey Hendrickson to at least try and get a pass rush on a quarterback in Joe Flacco, who's still got a gun for an arm. Just obviously he's not the most mobile guy in the world. So obviously you want to rely on a running game and his arm. But you know, you guys know last year the Browns were the worst scoring team in the league, and that's, and going up against Cincinnati, which was the top six scoring team in the league and number one pass team, that's a tough measure. So Myles Garrett, I know the most sacked quarterback he's had is against Burrow, so he's going to have to continue that without a doubt. The defense for the Browns, I know they had some injuries, but that was on paper they should have been better than what they ended up on the field. So that's a side of the ball that really needs to improve.
Mike, it's been interesting debating what the ceiling of this Browns team is. I think everybody agrees there might not be the best version of themselves, but, you know, is it a 3-win team? Is it a 5-win team? Is it a 7-win team? What do you kind of see as the window for this team in terms of wins?
Well, I mean, you'd like to think it'd be closer to a 7-win team, but you just don't know. I mean, Joe Flacco, while I still trust him as a quarterback, he is 40. Can he last the whole season? And then also, if the season isn't going well early on, I don't know how early, you probably got to get a 5, 6, 7 games for a while. If it's not going well, you got to find out what you have with the rookie quarterbacks, because next year is a monster draft quarterback. So you got to find out what you have with Dillon Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders and see if either one of those guys could be a quarterback that you can build on in the future. So you're going to have to find that out. Obviously, if you're a Browns fan, quite honestly, a Browns player, you'd want to see Flacco play the whole season. That would mean that, you know, things are probably going pretty well. But that's a tough ask for a 40-year-old quarterback, though Joe obviously keeps himself in good shape. As I said, he's still got a gun for an arm and can get rid of the ball quick, but that's a tall task.
Well, how quick would you be then with Joe? More and more reports we have, Mike, just tells us that the Browns are ready to move to Dillon Gabriel if they have to.
Yeah, I mean, listen, and it's through no fault of Joe. I obviously, if Joe is not playing well, but Joe is the best quarterback in the quarterback room. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But you have to think about the future. So if this season starts to get away from you, say in the first half of the season, you know, if 8 games in, you're 2-6, you know, you got to think, okay, we got to find something out, maybe even earlier on that. And again, through really no fault of Joe's, you have to find out. And Dylan Gabriel, according to the depth chart, would be the next guy in. He seems to really fit the Stefanski offense of getting rid of the ball quickly. He's a very accurate quarterback. And just you have to find out. They're kind of in the position that the Saints are in. The Saints picked Tyler Shuck in the second round. They have Spencer Rattler, who they picked before that. They need to find out about their quarterback position, again, because they are probably not going to be a very good team, and there's a bunch of quarterbacks that are going to be available in next year's draft.
We got Mike Golic Sr. on the fan hotline. Mike, looking to kind of big picture here, every time we talk about people's opinion of Kevin Stefanski, the first thing we hear is not the record. It's not, you know, 2 winning seasons out of 5 years or 1 playoff win. It's those 2 coach of the years. And we are coming off 3-14 here where we'd like to get back to winning here. How far does 2 coach of the year awards carry Kevin Stefanski in terms of just kind of protection and how he's viewed around football?
Listen, I like Kevin Stefanski. I'm a fan of his, but a lot of times you're tied to your quarterback, right? Now you bring in Deshaun Watson. That was an ownership move. You're not making that move without the owners, and the owner even admitted what a mistake that was. And that just so put them behind the eight ball with that ridiculous deal. But you got to figure out who your quarterback is. They bring in Joe Flacco to help again, but you know, between Andrew Berry and Stefanski, they brought in Dylan Gabriel. They brought in Shedeur Sanders to see what they can do. And if it doesn't work, do you wonder? Do you start the whole thing over next year with a brand new quarterback and a brand new coaching staff? You know, that's something only Haslam can decide. I'm a fan of Stefanski's. I do like him, but we know once you're hired as a head coach in the NFL, the clock starts ticking on you, and they want results sooner rather than later.
Yeah, that's my big hang up on it is like you just don't get 6 years to try to figure these things out. And it's like, oh, was he hampered by quarterbacks? Yeah, sure. But that means I have to give him the perfect team in order to then expect something.
Right. I agree. There's no 6-year plan. There's no 5-year plan. I mean, usually it's a 3-year plan. But like you said, he's got a couple of Coach of the Year awards. But you don't want to be a David Tepper, an owner of the Carolina Panthers, and hire a coach and fire him a few games into the season and have to be paying 3 coaches because you're going through coaches like you go through a stick of gum. So there's 2 sides to it.
Mike, I know I mentioned that you're going to be on the Westwood One call of Ravens-Bills. A lot of people excited about this. We're excited about this, mm-hmm. given what those 2 teams have done the last couple of years and what they honestly haven't done yet. If you had to pick one of those teams to pull the sword from the stone and win the championship this year, who would you maybe lean towards between Baltimore and Buffalo?
Oh man, that's tough because I have to call the game to make a pick like that. I listen, and while Baltimore destroyed them in the regular season last year, 35-10 in week 4, Buffalo won when it counted the most in the playoffs. I think Baltimore on paper has, you know, we keep usually saying the Eagles have the best roster on paper. I think Baltimore's roster is right there with them. And the 2 of the best quarterbacks in the league by far in Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. I think either one of these teams could make the move. I thought Baltimore, even though they had to go to Buffalo, maybe it relies on who has home field, right? It was Buffalo last year, and they were able to pull off the victory. So I think both teams. I actually picked Denver to win the division this year over Kansas City. And I think either ball.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baltimore or Buffalo will, and that's not to say Kansas City still can't make a move as a wild card, but I think either Baltimore or Buffalo will overtake Kansas City this year and represent the AFC.
So now I'm curious, where's the drop-off for you with Kansas City and Mahomes this year come from?
I don't even think there's that much of a drop-off. I think the other teams are just getting better. I think Denver is getting better. I think their defense was excellent last year, and you have like a quarterback whisperer in Sean Payton working with a quarterback in Bo Nix who really improved toward the end of the year. I think they're getting better. And I think, you know, a lot of times you talk about guys you picked up in the offseason. Well, the Bills re-signed a handful of guys, which is almost just as important. And the Ravens did add a couple of players. So I think their window is open, and I think they're close. It's not like Kansas City has been winning, but it's not like they've been destroying teams. They have it somewhat, but it's a lot closer than it was from the talent level with Buffalo, Baltimore, and Kansas City. And I think Denver is climbing up that ladder as well.
Mike Golic Sr. on the fan hotline here with Nick and Jonathan. I mentioned it. I know that you had something to say about Jalen Carter last night. Given that he was ejected out of that game 6 seconds into the game, I'll ask you, do you think that's enough punishment from the NFL for him spitting on Dak Prescott?
No, I think he's going to get suspended as well. The NFL is about they are about optics. And they're like, how do things look to college players, high school players, Pop Warner leagues, you know, Little League football as well. How does that look? And, well, listen, I was no saint in piles for 9 years in the NFL to get a football out of a running back's hands at times. You know, a lot of players did some things in piles. Spitting on someone is about as disrespectful as can be. Quite honestly, it's an unbelievably selfish move by Jalen Carter. I mean, I think football is the ultimate team sport where you have to rely on your teammates so much and they have to rely on you. And to do such a selfish act like that at one person on the field where you know there are cameras everywhere is, to me, just disrespectful of your teammates and also a stupid move as well. He said he wouldn't do it again. Hopefully he doesn't, because they certainly need him if they're going to want to repeat. But it was really, really a bad move.
Yeah, I wonder if he's paying a little bit.
If they suspend him, they have a tough beginning of that. They have to play the Chiefs next. Now, if he gets suspended, I don't think it would be for a long time. It might be for a game or two, if at all. But they have the Chiefs up next. It's a Super Bowl rematch. So it would be tough if he misses any games.
I mean, if I was trying to argue on like the NFLPA's behalf for him in this instance, because I think it's a little bit of a Jalen Carter tax is what people want here, but I'd make the argument that Marcus Peters spat on Jarvis Landry and it was just a $12,000 fine. T.O. had an incident 15 years ago, spat, did the same thing, and it was just, I think, a $10,000 fine at that point. Like, they haven't gone to actual suspensions of games, and so is it just a stricter, tougher NFL right now?
No, I mean, you're absolutely right. The NFLPA will lean on that and say, if you didn't do it there, you can't do it here. And I'm just supposing, I'm doing worst case scenario that they would suspend him with the tough schedule that they have. Hopefully it is just a fine and he's back on the field because they certainly need him on the field. They won the game, but, you know, the secondary looked a little shaky on the other side of Quinyon Mitchell, the other cornerback. They had 9 penalties, I think, for 110 yards. They lost Landon Dickerson, their left guard, We have to see for how long, and because that will affect him as well. So they need Jalen Carter on the field. And you're right, that's exactly what the NFLPA will do, is point out you didn't suspend when that happened before. There's no reason to suspend now.
Mike, I don't know that I'm going to get you to say the Browns are a playoff team, and that's I won't get myself to say that. I will ask you, though, how many playoff teams do you see in the AFC North this year?
Quite honestly, I just see Baltimore. I don't see Cleveland making it. Cincinnati does not have the defense, I don't think, to make it. I think Pittsburgh's right on the bubble. I think Pittsburgh is obviously going to be led by their defense, and we have to see what Aaron Rodgers is 2 years removed from the Achilles. They have DK Metcalf, Pat Freiermuth, a decent running game. A line that gave up, I think, 49 sacks last year, so we have to see how they are improved. But right now, I did my picks, and I just had Baltimore coming out as only one team coming out of the North.
Nick and I are in a little bit of a disagreement. If you could choose on Sunday to have Joe Flacco throw for 300 yards, three touchdowns, and out-duel Joe Burrow, or you could have Myles Garrett have a four-sack performance, which would you prefer?
In which scenario is Cleveland winning?
The last one.
The fun one is they could both lose in each scenario.
Yeah, I think that's misuse of the word fun.
Well, I mean, Myles Garrett already has sacked Burrow more than anybody else. I would love to see a 40-year-old throw for over 300 yards and three touchdowns. I think that would be – Flacco's an awesome dude. I think it would be great for the elderly.
By the way, thank you. I'm turning 40 in about 2 weeks, buddy.
There you go. Yeah, really. I mean, it's not old for human life, but it's ancient for football life.
All right, Mike, you're always so gracious with your time. You always knock it out of the park when you join us. Cannot wait to hear you on the Westwood One call of Bills and Ravens on Sunday. Thank you so much, and we appreciate you, sir.
You got it, guys. No problem.
Mike Golic Sr. there on the fan hotline. It sounds like he was okay, in fairness, when I said Myles Garrett getting four sacks would be the one that you won, he went that way. But he was just a fan of geriatric players too.
Yeah, okay.
You got what you heard what you wanted to hear.
Yeah, I did. I heard it.
And I got what I think everybody else heard, which is Myles Garrett getting four sacks.
Sure.
Spot the lie. We will react to what Mike had to say about your Browns. And for the second time today, I have to wonder, why are the Browns focusing on this? That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.